Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Today's show, today is the 15th. We are right in the middle of the month of February 2020. Monday morning, starting a week. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, so everyone was focused on love, food, chocolate, flowers, you name it, it happened. And I hope you all had a great one. So why are we talking about kindness again? Like, what's up with kindness? Because we all know, okay, it takes a lot of strength to be kind. But yet, even though we know that, it's much easier to just say, not in this situation. There's times I've tried to be kind, and the person got meaner, and I had to say, okay, enough is enough. This isn't okay. And it's very hard to do that, because it hurts inside for me to do that. I want to believe that kindness will win. We all want to believe that. We all love it when we see it. We're all happy when someone does it. But in the same breath, sometimes when people are kind, we look at them as weak. And we look at it as permission to continue whatever rage we have inside of us, or whatever anger we have inside of us. So instead of just talking about being kind, I want to talk about what kind is. Because the strength in kindness is that tejas. And it will also answer your questions. Because let's say you're pulling out yourself, you're being kind to people, and people are fighting you. Now you know there's a sore spot. Now you know there's hurt. Now you know there's injury. Are they someone that you can help or influence or not? Because kindness will find itself in other people, and you will know what you have in common with those people. People who have rage tend to go to groups that focus on rage, on fighting the world. And they even had like a group called Rage Against the Machine. And I mean, there's rage will find rage. Anger will find anger. Kindness will find kindness. When we focus on making a positive impact, even though we may not be doing it or trying, but we focus on it, we have less stress in our own lives. These things have been proven. Kindness shows hope. It shows care. It helps others to see the good in life. It may not happen while you're there. You may be kind. You may be truthful. You may be honest. And they may be accusing you of being the opposite because their rage and their anger is so strong. But in time, in your absence, they will learn. And they will say, wow, they stood there while I was screaming, calling them names, whatever it was. I could never have done that till now, and it may be years later. That's why Christ says things like, it's not my job to change people. It's only my job to remind us of who we really are. And whether it happens in 10 minutes or 10 years, it is none of my business. And I understand that so well now. But in the beginning, I wanted to see that change. I wanted to see that person get better. I wanted to make sure everybody was okay. But that is not in my hands. By definition, kindness is being friendly and generous and considerate. But can we be that to a fault? Can we keep ourselves in bad places? Because we believe that we're going to make it better. I did. But Maya Angelou said, "They may change me, but they will never reduce me." They can teach us, hey, don't stay. You may want to. Person is not respecting you. Will that affection and that gentleness and that warmth and that concern and that care that you are sharing out of strength, not naiveness or weakness, but yet that's what it's looked at, that you're a pushover, you have an answer right there. You have an answer. That is not your world. Negative begets negative, and positive begets positive. And what happens to a lot of people who are kind is they end up being the fall guy for the anger. It's because of you. When someone cheats on someone, and then you find out, and then they blame you for them cheating. That just happened to someone very close to me yesterday, Valentine's Day. They're cheating. They call you and text you every single day. You have no idea. You find out, and then they just rip into you and blame you. Immediately block everything, or this is going to get really bad. It's going to get really bad. He's going to tear you apart, and you will never be able to forget what he said. And it's hard, because before that, there was more respect, there was more kindness. And then all of a sudden it just went to black. Being in a place in our lives where we can even begin to understand kindness is when we do that to ourselves. Being kind to yourself. Because then you can offer it and walk away and not need anything back. Like I said to her yesterday, this isn't about you. You get to walk away. That person is, he has to live with that. And if he can live with that, definitely not the right person for you. They can attack you for what they've done, definitely not the right person for you. And the person they're with, they may not find that out today, but they will in time. I know everybody wants everyone to get what they deserve. Between crying and that and throwing up, that's what happened yesterday. Deeper inside, that kindness allows you to keep your own integrity intact and understand that you cannot control what other people are capable of doing. So when you are kind to yourself and you say, I'll make it through this, it's not going to be easy, but I'll make it through it. You have given your brain the permission to see the light at the end of the tunnel because you are being kind to yourself. So what actually happens to your brain and your body when you are kind? The first thing kindness does is it boosts your immune system. It makes you physically stronger for your heart. You're not constantly raging inside or beating super fast. It reduces anxiety. Not babying people. Babying people and being kind. Babying yourself and being kind are two different things. Babying someone, babying yourself is enabling yourself to keep the things you can't face. Kindness says, hey, I face this. I got this. Just like she said yesterday. I got this. I'm not happy. I'm crying. I'm throwing up. I can't believe this. This has been a shock. But I'm going to be okay. Talk about the ultimate self-kindness you could ever have to be faced with. And it reduces anxiety. She knew she was going to get sick. She felt it coming on. She knew she wasn't going to be okay. But she also knew it wasn't going to be forever. So her immune system, her heart, her level of anxiety, fear, wasn't there. Pure hurt was what she was dealing with, and she understood that. Being kind helps you build a village around you of support. No one wants to be around anger. No one wants to be around pressure. But everybody gravitates towards warmth. Being kind gives you a sense of feeling control without having to control anybody. Because that kind of control of knowing, hey, you know what? This stinks today. But every night I go to sleep and every day I wake up, I will have more and more strength until I'm okay. Until this sting begins to heal. Because kindness gives us a break. If you, at the end of the day, had to choose a characteristic of yourself, be kind to you. You can't have self-love. You can't begin to assess what you've done. Because there's things you may have done that you're not happy about, like, wow, that was a mistake. And to rewind that and say, wait a minute, was that a mistake? Because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have met so-and-so. And if I didn't meet them, then I wouldn't have known this. And if I didn't know this, I wouldn't have had that. How many times have we done that? That's what kindness to ourselves looks like. Compassion. Understanding. Space. That's why kindness is so powerful. And it's so easy to overlook because we do look at it as silliness. Oh, look at them. They're just happy over there. Oh, they're always the same. And I always go, wow, isn't that what you're shooting for? Yeah, but that's not for me. Because sometimes we get so used to the drama that we don't even want to deal with what we'd be like when we were okay because we would just create more drama. But why is kindness so powerful? Because it has so many benefits. With increased happiness, with a healthier heart, it slows down the aging process. You know how some people are younger and they look like they're 60? And then you meet some people that are 60 that look like they're 40? There's a reason for that. It improves every relationship we have. It improves every connection we make a decision to make. Because when we are not happy, we are not out there making connections. We're destroying the existing relationships that we have indirectly, our all-around health, emotional, physical. People believe kindness goes with religious faith. If you were to ask them, well, they're kind because they're religious. They're God-fearing people. Or because of their moral values that you witness, the integrity. It's so interesting that something like just kindness can be talked about for this long. But we know that everyone behind generosity or charity or sympathy or empathy or compassion or tenderness, which are all synonyms for being kind, come from a place of strength. But yet when we use the word kindness, we say, ah, what a schmuck. I know people will say to me, well, you're always happy. And I always say, why not? If I had to choose how I want to live my day, do I really want it to not be this way? What if it's my last day? Do I really want to go down with a smirk or a smile? Took me a long time to get here, buddy. There was a day where I had an official problem slot in my life. And every time I solved one problem, I found another one to put in it. And then one day I caught myself. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? Looking for a problem? Because I didn't know how to be happy when that slot was empty, because that slot is the one that took up the most space in my life. Imagine. It took up the most space in my life. Problems. And when it was empty, I was empty with it. So I went to go and check it out and see what I can put in it. And then when I caught myself doing it, I go, well, let's leave that empty. I'm actually happy right now. I remember I was cleaning a floor in a one-bedroom apartment that I lived in. And I had to tell myself, I don't have to actually have a problem. Kind of feels weird. It's like someone cut off one of my arms because I was so used to it. But that day was a huge turning point in my life. Did I get walked all over at times for being kind? Yes. But there was always that day of reckoning that came where I had to make a decision of enough is enough. People take things until they can't take them anymore. So interesting. But kindness, what does that even entail? You smile? You hold the door open for someone? You give an honest compliment? You thank someone you appreciate? You listen? You offer to help? You ask people that you interact with at a grocery store or serving you food in a restaurant, which I hope someday happens again in Southern California, but you ask them how their day is going? Treat someone to coming over for coffee and something just to snack on together and have a conversation? Kindness isn't out of this world showmanship. It's everyday open invitations of healing for all of us, not for some of us, not for some of us. Kindness releases feel-good hormones. It boosts our serotonin, truthfully. It's the neurotransmitter, right, that lifts our feelings of satisfaction, of feeling good about ourselves. It's like when you do exercise, that same thing kicks. There's no way you can exercise and not feel good afterwards. I never seen anyone walk out of a Dover. I may have seen them walk in a gym slumped over, but I never saw them walking out that way. Or helping someone releases the endorphins, two different ways to say it. And it's called a helper's high. We get this feeling like, wow, I can make a difference. Geez, I just made a difference. All that behind kindness. It's amazing because there's a science behind it. It creates this emotional warmth. It dilates the blood vessels. So your blood flows better, which causes the better health, which causes the better heart. Breathe. You breathe. When someone is kind to you, don't you breathe? You go, oh, wow, that felt so good. And when someone comes at you with anger, you can go from 0 to 60 in a minute. You don't even know who you are sometimes. You respond so quickly to their anger. You match their energy. Because the opposite of kindness, meanness, animosity, thoughtlessness, indifference, being harsh, being indecent, being selfish, being hostile, not tolerating, being cruel, doing things with ill will. That's the weakness. Not the kindness. So what is the origin of this word kindness? It comes from the old English word kindness, like K-Y-N-D-N-E-S. And it means nation or produce, increase. Then the word is derived from the Middle English word called kindness, meaning noble deeds or courtesy. And we wonder why it's so hard to be there and why we put it down. One of the reasons we put it down is because when we're not feeling that, and we see someone feeling that, we're almost like, who the heck do they think they are? Don't they get that everything sucks? Don't they get that our world is in chaos? Yeah, they get it. But they also get that they know what they can do something about and what they can't. We know that. So when you're kind and your endorphins kick in and they're produced in your brain, endorphins are a natural painkiller. Think about that. It's a natural painkiller. Did you ever feel a little bit down or a little bit depressed and you were out walking? And someone you didn't know actually just said hi to you and you said hi back. For that split second, you forget what you're carrying around or you smile back and you realize your day has just changed. You feel a little calmer. You feel a little bit more optimistic. You kind of feel worth something that someone noticed you and said hi and couldn't tell that you were in not such exciting place. And then after that, you're walking and some elderly person needs help and you run and you help them real quick. And then you're like, wow, I'm useful. Wow, I'm noticed. God, that feels good. Those people made a difference in my day. The one that helped me and the one I helped. Isn't that interesting? People who are kind have 23%, now there's numbers attached to this, there's science behind it, have 23% less of the stress hormone cortisol than the average population. 23% less of the stress hormone because they understand their own lot in life, that I can be happy in the middle of chaos because I have to know what I can do something about and what I can't. Because the psychology of kindness is huge. It's huge. The physiological part, the physical part to your body that's huge. I mean, what defines a kind person? If you were to define a kind person, you'd say, well, you know, they were nice to me. Ah, they smiled. But there's more to it than that, because the energy exchange with a kind person leaves you stronger too. That's why a kind person walks away with a smile, because they already know that they just gifted the other person, exchanged energy with them. And they're both lifted, because a kind person is loving and giving just out of the goodness of their heart. And positive begets positive. People have self-esteem that you can feed from and see and learn from because they love themselves as much as they care about others. And they also expect, their standards are high, to be treated with respect. Kind people are different than nice people who are desperate for approval, so they're often mistreated or taken advantage of. Kind is strength and will forever be so. What a way to start this Monday. We're in the middle of the month. You guys, I love you guys so much, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.